Welcome back to Sports Day. Oh, we shouldn't say welcome back, should we?
No, that's all right.
Three, two, and one. You're listening to Sports Day. Jared Healy and Bruce Eva with you on this Tuesday evening. And the tone, Jetter, is going to get a little somber now because the godfather of the Melbourne Storm, Frank Panisi, such a great friend of the show, is about to join us on the line, still shaking our heads in disbelief as to just how sloppy the Storm were on Saturday in that preliminary final against the Penrith Panthers, going down 10-6. Shouldn't take away from another magnificent season. So much against the odds as well with being away from home for so long, but unfortunately couldn't get to the big one.
No, and they've had another issue that's dogged them as well, unfortunately for Frank Panisi. Somebody has got to step up, as he's done for the last decade for the Melbourne Storm. He joins us again. Frank, disappointment all round. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Jared. Thanks for having us on.
Frank, let's deal with the match first and foremost. I mean, you went in with this incredible winning streak. You had a loss beforehand. You looked as if you'd tidied yourself up in the early parts of the finals campaign. And that you just put in an absolute shocker and a shocking start and then couldn't find a gear to get yourselves back in. Was there something else that we have missed that you think explains it?
I wish I could give you that reason, Jaron. I think that's the most frustrating part about our performance on the weekend. I think I said it on the show last week that if we were to lose, we certainly couldn't blame our preparation. Yeah. It was a perfect build-up, and it was. And we look back, and there is nothing we would possibly change about our preparation. We were all fit. We didn't miss any players through any of the any sessions. It was the only game this year, would you believe, that we've had the entire best 17 available for selection, the only game this year. So there was absolutely no reason for that performance on the weekend. I think the only positive we can take out of it, that we only lost the game 10-6 against the team that, you know, may go on to win the premiership. So it's to think that we played that poorly and we could have still won it with a late try is quite remarkable. But in another way, that also makes it even more disappointing.
Frank, things started going wrong pretty early in the piece as well, didn't they? With a couple of key injuries early, but overall the sloppiness, just so many mistakes, which was just so un-Melbourne Storm-like.
Yeah, you're right, Bruce. Look, there's no doubt about it. The two injuries that early in the game to Christian Welsh and Brandon Smith, they were ruled out for the game with both HIA. We're certainly not going to hang our hat and blame that for the reason we lost, but we've got to be honest and say that didn't help the cause. But one thing that we've really prided ourselves this year is the resilience the group has showed them. And we've had plenty of times this year where we've faced similar adversities with players being injured and going into games without key players. And we just would have thought all those experiences we thought that we had experienced during the season would have held us in good stead for a big game, but it didn't. And you talked about the start. I think, you know, we'd let a ball bounce and they scored very early and they scored again early in the second half. It was, that's probably the hardest part about it, is not knowing why it happened, whether it was just the occasion, some of the players, not too sure, but it's something that we're going to have to get our teeth into over the summer and certainly work out why, because it was a missed opportunity.
As is so often the case, the bigger the name, the bigger the moment, the bigger the disappointment, the bigger the criticism. Laurie Daly has had a fair crack at Cam Munster. He needs to address a few issues in the off-season and says the club badly missed Cam Smith. Now, obviously, we've got the greatest respect for Laurie Daly, but I sometimes get concerned about criticism like that if you haven't made it midway through the season or midway through your winning streak, but all of a sudden, on the basis of one poor game, you're missing Cameron Smith. Can you just fill us in and give us a bit of detail on where you think Laurie's heading with that?
Yeah, look, Laurie's someone that we've got the most enormous respect for as a former player and as a person. He's a good friend of Craig Bellamy as myself. Mm. So if there's someone entitled opinion, it's Laurie Daly. But yeah, I think one thing about, there's no doubt Cameron's performance on the weekend, he wasn't on his own. He had a few friends with him. He was disappointing. He'd be the first to admit that. But at the end of the day, look, he's been known over the years for producing in big games. But there's probably the thing with Cameron, his best game in these big games and his not-so-good games have been probably vast. So it was probably this game in the 2018 Grand Final is probably what Laurie's been alluding to without not listening to his comments. But in between those two games, he's had some big performances in big finals and big Origin games. I mean, he turned a State of Origin match last year in Origin 3. So, yeah, I think you just got to balance it up. But he certainly was disappointing and he's the first to put his hand up.
Before we start looking ahead, Frank, we better address the elephant or the pair of elephants in the room. We understand that you're restricted in what you're able to say, but Cameron Munster and Brandon Smith have obviously got some pretty touchy questions to address over the next 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, Bruce, they have, and they've done that today. I'm very guarded what I can say, only because I'm restricted due. It's an investigation at the moment by the NRL Integrity Unit. But all I will say is that as a club and as a team and as a coach and myself in my role, we're bitterly disappointed. And there's a lot of disappointed people within the club today.
Have they had to front Craig Bellamy either by Zoom or personally as yet to explain privately just to the Melbourne Storm outside of the NRL Integrity Unit?
Yeah, break last night, just as Craig and a number of other players, including those two players, were at the Dally M Awards. So, Craig had an opportunity to speak to him in person last night when it broke. So, but there's no doubt, you know, when it all settles down and the investigation is finalised, Craig will have a chat then.
All right, Frank. It's been a tough week after an unbelievably exciting season. And as always, you've been absolutely superb fronting for the club and being an ambassador for the club in your spare time whilst doing your full-time job, which still means that you're on for Tommy Ruff's when you get back to Melbourne.
Yeah, look, Jared, yourself and Sam and Bruce there and all the other people who've had, I really appreciate the support this year. It's been it's hard to look at it now, but it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey year and something that one day we'll look back, but certainly it's very hard not to think of a missed opportunity. But thank you for your support. It's been wonderful of the Storm and we really do appreciate it.
And Frank, just before we let you go, let's finish on a positive. So much has been made of the departures of three superstars of the Storm. For the people that follow the Storm, take a moderate interest, but do follow them passionately, but don't know about the rest of the competition. Give us a little insight to the two or three big names that are coming in to replace them, just the sort of players and personalities they are. In particular, Xavier Coates and Josh King as well, and I think one other, is it Young Meany from the Bulldogs? But just give us a little insight to them as you leave us.
Yeah, Bruce, like the three that we are losing are going to be sorely missed in Josh Adak, Nico Hines, and especially Dale Finucane, who's been phenomenal. He's had 7 years at our club, and we've been in seven prelims and two premierships and a number of grand finals. So he's a winner. He's going to be sorely missed. But like anyone, like last year, we never thought we'd be able to replace Cameron Smith. You don't replace him, but you have different alternatives, and next year's the same. So that big Xavier Coates, a young 20-year-old winger from the Broncos, who's got an enormous future. We think he's going to... Totally different to Josh, but I think that's a good thing. Very tall, very, very quick. So he's going to be good, especially in the air. Nick Meany's a player that's similar to Nico Hines, can play a number of positions from the Canterbury Bulldogs. I think he's going to be an asset for us. And Josh King from the Knights is one of those players, built similar to Dale Finucane. Obviously, we're not going to compare him to Dale, but I think he's under Craig's coaching. I think he's going to add something as well. But there's probably also a number of other players that have been on the fringe this year that have been really good that I think they'll take up the opportunity. So it's certainly no guarantee those three will walk into their position. They'll have to fight some of the current fringe players as well, which we're excited about.
Frank, I've got it in the diary. We must have a dinner between now and Christmas. I look forward to catching up with you in person.
Look forward to it, Jared.
Frank Panisi, the Melbourne Storm GM of football. Tough finish to a big year. More Sports Day on the other side of this.